You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Used to be that a Texas town of almost any size had at least one thing in common, a place for people to gather, enjoy some music, and dance. In Blanco, the Twin Sisters Dance Hall has been that place for close to 140 years, but these days it's in pretty rough shape. The Texas Standard's Leah Scarpelli tells us how the town's coming together to save it.
Driving through a beautiful expanse of Texas Hill Country on a sunny Saturday afternoon, I pull off Highway 281, somewhere between San Antonio and Johnson City. I hear Twin Sisters Dance Hall before I actually see it.
We have everything in the world out here, from buggy rides to children's activities, stick horse races to...
Twin Sisters Hall Club president Jonelle Haas loves it here. This day's all about raising money for a place she's been going to her whole life.
Vendors galore, food vendors, washer pitching, barbecue chili cook-off, and salsa judging. And dancing music all day.
Dancing, of course. That's exactly what German immigrant Max Kruger had in mind when he built Twin Sisters in the 1870s near two Twin Hills. Ever since, residents have been two-stepping here the first Saturday of every month. Howard Koch is a fourth-generation Blanco resident and Twin Sisters bartender. He says families used to spend hours making their way to the dance hall by horse and buggy.
There's a spot in here, it's called the Crow's Nest. You'd put a blanket underneath the table, put the kids down underneath there, they'd go to sleep. Grandmothers would sit up there, drink their beer or whiskey or coffee or whatever, and watch the kids while everybody else was out there dancing.
A lot has happened under this roof, so it makes sense that the original cedar shingles would be worn out by 2016, especially after a couple of very wet seasons.
Several times during the heavy rains, we walked in to check everything, and there was water running across the floor. So we're running around with trash cans, the big trash cans, trying to catch leaks to keep it from, you know, ruining our dance floor. And we have an absolutely beautiful, beautiful wooden dance floor, one of the best in Texas. It's still alive.
Historic dance halls in Texas are in trouble. The day after the event at Twin Sisters, Turner Hall in nearby Fredericksburg held a fundraiser to build a brand new structure after the hall burned down in June. It's been the fate of many.
At one time, there was 1,000 dance halls in Texas. And today there's about 400 that are still left standing. And there's a small number of those that still do public events like this.
Deb Fleming is president of a group called Texas Dance Hall Preservation. She says Twin Sisters is the real deal, a place run by volunteers for the primary purpose of gathering people and dancing. But it wasn't always that way. A few years ago, Twin Sisters almost closed its doors. And let's face it, times change. Cities and towns get bigger. Blanco's population has grown 20% since 2010. New businesses have opened up and old ones are expanding. There are endless options for entertainment. So as I spent more time in Blanco, I started asking myself, why do people want to save Twin Sisters Dance Hall? Then I realized I shouldn't be asking myself this question.
To keep the community involved.
It's a continuation of a community focal point, locus.
Many people come to this place saying, this is my roots. My family was here for one reason or the other. And I think it's truly important that we as the communities keep that going.
And other communities have done the same thing. People of Schulenburg, Texas, rallied to restore Sengelman Hall several years ago. Still, the number of people going to dances just isn't what it used to be. But preservationist Deb Fleming sees saving these dance halls as important for another reason. And it's tied to the state's exploding population.
A lot of people don't really know that these halls still exist or what their stories are because there's so many new people in Texas and they see these buildings on the side of the road and they may think it's a barn or they may go, what is that?
I am admittedly one of those new Texans. And later in the day, as the Hot Texas Swing Band played, it was time for me to take a turn on that beautiful oak dance floor.
So the drunker the men get, the more you push them away from you.
Mark wasn't willing to give his last name, but was happy to give a girl a lesson. Twin Sisters Dance Hall raised a whopping $15,000 at the fundraiser, fast closing in on their goal of $55,000. They're feeling pretty good about their progress. After all, they've got their community behind them. I'm Leah Scarpelli for the Texas Standard.